Thank you for tuning in for the next 30 minutes to Victory Gospel Lighthouse Church. We are located at 907 Howard Street in Jennings, Louisiana. We would like to invite you to be our guest Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. for our regular service and Wednesday nights at 6:30 p.m. for Bible study. For more information, please contact us at P.O. Box 387, Jennings, Louisiana 70546. Now stay tuned for an exciting and anointed message from Pastor Austin Spell.
Those who endure to the end shall be saved. Man came to Jesus and said, Jesus, I want to follow you. I want to serve you. I want to walk with you. Jesus looked at him and said, and as I ad-lib this, and said, are you sure? Are you sure you want to follow me? Because if you follow me, you see, the animals have places to live and to sleep. I don't have a home. I lay my head on a pillar of rocks. I don't have money. Don't have a horse. Don't have a carriage. I don't have anything. And you want to follow me? What are you willing to give up to follow me? Well, the sad part about the scripture is that's the last we hear of him. Are you going to follow him this morning? If you want Jesus more than anything, you'll follow him. Through your sickness, through your pain, through your loss, through the gains and the happiness, through the valleys, across the rivers, to the mountaintops. See, that's what life is made of. And you can't escape it. Even if you don't follow him, you're going to have these problems, only they'll be more severe. Because the devil, if you follow him, you know what's going to happen. I had a Thanksgiving message all prepared, and I'm not going to preach it. Because yesterday the Lord put this scripture that I had preached not too long ago, I believe, from here, to look at in a more different perspective. You can learn something new from God's Word if you seek the Holy Spirit. So let's go to 2 Samuel chapter number 5, verses 23 through 25. And while you're going there, we'll invite and welcome those who will be with us by Facebook today to have church with us, and let God bless your life and his Word be real to you. And those who will get this down the road on HLE Radio, may the Lord bless you also and keep you in his love and his wisdom. Amen. The Bible says, and when David inquired of the Lord, now this is important now. God put the emphasis on this in my spirit. When David inquired of the Lord, that means David sought the wisdom of God. Before he would do anything else, I want to know your will, Lord. I want to know your wisdom. How many times Christians run off in a blind blurry to do something without seeking the wisdom, without inquiring of God? We want God's will, but we fail to inquire. David said that. And when David inquired of the Lord said, thou shalt not go up. Oh, Lord, don't tell me no. I wish I hadn't asked you now, Lord. You know what I desire, Lord. Don't tell me no. But the Lord said to David, thou shalt not go up, but fetch a compass behind them and come unto them over against the mulberry trees. And let it be when thou hearest the sound of a going in the tops of the mulberry trees, that then thou shalt bestir thyself. When you hear from God, it's going to stir your soul. Now, when David got over by the mulberry trees where God willed for him to be, where God wanted him to be, then God said, when you get there, something's going to stir in your soul. When you come into the presence of Jesus Christ, something stirs in your soul. And if it doesn't stir in your soul, you got to go back to the cross and start over again. Yeah, that spirit stirs in your soul. Stir thy soul. For them then shall the Lord go out before thee to smite the host of the Philistines. Now, notice the progression here. David besought the Lord. The Lord gave the instructions. And then the Lord told him, insomuch when you get to that place where I want you to be, you're going to feel something in your soul. You're going to know that you're in the will that I want you to be in the place I want you to be in. And David did so. There's the key. David did so. He inquired. He responded. He did what God told him to do. He did so as the Lord had commanded him, and he smote the Philistines from Geba unto thou come to Gezer. Now listen. I didn't read the first of the chapter, and the first of it tells us that the Philistines had gone to war with Israel, and God had given David the command to go and fight, and they defeated the Philistines before this. They had defeated the Philistines, but they had not utterly defeated them. And so now the Philistines are back. Oh, listen, the devil always comes back. Yeah, you may defeat him this morning, but he'll be back tonight. And he'll be back tomorrow. And that's why Scripture says we must endure. Why? Because our fight does not end. The battle doesn't end. The kingdom of darkness comes back after the victory. And we have to what? Seek God. Get directions for the next victory. Because it's there. It's there. And so now they had defeated the Philistines. The Philistines came back. And I'm sure in David's mind, he's thinking, well, we'll just run out there and we'll kill them all again. We did it once, we can do it again. But this time it was different. I believe that the Philistines had set a trap for Israel to lure them into the fight and then compass them themselves and destroy Israel. God saw the plan of the enemy. God sees the plan of the enemy for your life. And Satan will do things to lure you in, to get you in, to a place where he can destroy your faith, where he can destroy your conscience, your love, your life. Seen it so many times. So I believe they had set a trap, and God saw the trap. And when David inquired, if David had not inquired of the Lord and gone out in a rush like he did the first time, he would have been defeated. Some folks today are defeated. Some Christians are defeated. They haven't lost their salvation. They've just lost the victory in the battle. They've run off and gotten a cave, so to speak. Now they're weeping and crying, God, why did you do this to me? Come on. You hear it all the time. Why does God allow this? Well, he allows it because you don't seek him. David besought the God. He talked to God. He asked God. He was going back into battle, but all of a sudden he stopped. The Bible says, and he inquired of God. What made him stop and inquire of God? Because there was a spiritual relationship between him and God. And God sometimes puts that boundary or that barrier before us to keep us from failing. And we, in our stubbornness and stupidity, jump the boundary. Huh? Don't pay any attention to it and stumble on into defeat in our lives. So now, God told David to do it a different way. See, we can't put God in a box. He doesn't do everything the same way all the time. Just look at the story of Jesus. There were times when Jesus healed people and didn't go anywhere around them. Jairus' daughter. And then there were times when he made mud pies and put on a blind man's eye to heal him. Don't put God in a box. Whatever your situation is, inquire of him. Get his command for your life and then work on that which God leads you to do. David did that. So he was inquired of God. Now he was commanded of God and he listened. You see, obedience is better than sacrifice. Your sacrifice, our sacrifice is so, well, it's foolish to look at it in the sight of what Jesus has done for us. What do we sacrifice? Yeah. Yeah. We get up in the morning in our air-conditioned homes and come on. Yeah. Oh, this is a sacrifice, Lord. I had to get up this morning in this air-conditioned, beautiful home that I live in and put on these nice clothes that I have. And now I got to get in my air-conditioned vehicle and go to an air-conditioned church. And if it's not air-conditioned, I'm leaving. Come on. What a sacrifice, huh? Yeah. No. No, Jesus said, take up your cross and follow me. That means there's going to be times when you must sacrifice some things. But the sacrifice without the obedience does you no good.
Right.
Huh? And I'm going to make a statement again where everybody hears me and some people say, you ought not say that. That's why your church is not full. No. My church is not full because some people don't want Jesus. Huh? Yeah. Yeah, some people out there even like me. But they don't come to church. Yeah, Christian and I were invited to a supper last night because he had met an old friend of mine in Crowley that I hadn't seen in over 20 years. And so Christian invited me to go with him, and we went, and I met this old friend, and we had a good time. Yeah, yeah. I had to sacrifice half of LSU's game to do that. Huh? Yeah. Some people I know went to the LSU football game last night. But they made a sacrifice to get up, even though they got home at midnight or later, to get to church. See, we have to make some sacrifices if we're going to follow Jesus. But without obedience, that sacrifice doesn't mean anything. Doesn't mean a thing. Now, if you're familiar with the Revolutionary War, then you have heard of the Minutemen. You've heard of the Minutemen. The early colonists had men trained to go to war, and these men were just ordinary working men who kept their weapons with them during their time of work, ready to go to war. They didn't have to go home and get anything. They stood ready. And I thought of that about God's army today. How many Minutemen does God have in his army? Yeah. How many of them, how many Minutemen in God's army are prepared to go to the war with Satan at any time? How many of them have their weapons with them? The Word of God. If you don't have it physically, you ought to have it here. Yeah, you don't have to carry a Bible around to have the Word of God in you, because that's where it's supposed to be in the first place. And you have your weapons with you, and you're ready to go to battle, because you know sooner or later the enemy's going to show up.
Yes, he will.
You know that because he has showed up before.
Amen.
And sometimes when you weren't ready, suffered the consequences. Always watching. Always alert. Gideon's army. Yeah. Always ready. Ready to go whenever they're called to battle. Watching. I believe that God has men and women who are in the army of God today always standing ready. Yeah, I believe that. I believe that he's got men and women that, just like the Minutemen of old, they have it in their heart and they're ready to do battle with the enemy at any time. I believe that because there are survivors of the battles.
Thank you, Lord.
Some of you, I'll say all of you that have fought the battle are survivors of that battle this morning. Yeah. Yeah. He said, I'll go with you through the fire, and you've been through the fire. Huh? And so when the fire comes again, you'll be ready.
Amen.
Because it's coming. Always watching, always alert, always ready to fight the good fight of faith. Why would God tell us to fight the good fight of faith? Because when you exercise your faith, the enemy is going to come into you and fight your spiritual self.
Right.
Try to tear you down.
Uh-huh.
Try to break up what relationship you have with God. But then, when the Word of God tells us to take the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God, that means we are to have that sword of the Spirit with us. When the enemy comes against you, no telling where you are or what you're doing, you may not have time to go get a Bible.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah. So you have that sword of the Spirit in you.
Yeah.
And because you are a minute man or woman, the first thing you do is draw the sword, and the sword is named Jesus. Oh, yeah. Yeah, come on, devil.
That's right.
Come on.
Come on.
If you come to me and my family and my church, it's going to cost you something. Because I'm not giving it to you. You're going to have to try to take it. Ready for the battle. Wake up in the morning and the devil says, oh no, not again. Not again. Or the devil even says, okay, I got this one. He does, huh? He says it all the time, but guess what? He doesn't have you.
No, he doesn't.
Not if you're a minute man. Now, if you're ready for the battle, he thinks he has you, yes. Because he's stupid. I mean, he knows now. He knows his ending. He was the brightest star angel in heaven. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I don't know if fool is the right word for him. I don't think we can have one for it. But you see, David's primary call was to go to battle and destroy the enemy. Jesus said, when they asked him, why have you come? Gave him two reasons. First, he said, I've come to do the will of the Father. And then he said, I have come to destroy the works of the devil. Glory to God, huh? Yeah, he's come to destroy. And he gave that primary word or call to destroy the enemies to David. Mm. And then he gave it to us. Thousands of years later, on an old rugged cross, he gave us the call. He gave us what he wanted us to do. If you're in him today, then you have to do what he wants us to do. And what he wants us to do is be minute men and minute women ready to fight the battle, not only fight, but destroy the works of the enemy. Destroy. Huh. Our counterpart to that, what Jesus did, comes to us through the power of his name. David heard the voice of God. That was God's communication to those that he called to do certain things in the Old Testament. We hear the voice of God through the cross and his word.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus, the living word. The Bible, our written word. One and the same. You can't separate the two. Because what you read about Jesus, the living word, comes alive in the written word. Yeah. Comes alive in your heart. And so we are given power and called by God to tear down the strongholds of Satan. You don't have to sit around and wait for it to come. No, he said, he didn't say, come ye, he said, go ye. Go fight that enemy. Don't be afraid of the devil. The Bible tells us one day we're going to look at that and say, this is the wimp that caused all my troubles when I was on the earth. This is the one. This is the nothing that I was afraid of. Mm-mm. No, he said, fear not. Why? Because fear comes from Satan. Fear not. Don't be afraid to fight the battle. You're going to win. But the first thing David did was inquire of the Lord. Now, this is the downfall of the church today, born-again believers today. They don't inquire of God. Simply strike out on their own and want God to bless what they do. And if they do inquire of God and he doesn't tell them what they want to hear, he doesn't follow the instructions anyway. No. Well, God, I did this once before. It worked pretty good. So I think I'll try it again. Good night. Yeah. Listen, David had defeated those Philistines before. You have defeated the enemy before. With your faith, you have defeated the enemy before. God gave to David the okay to go and fight the Philistines, and God delivered them into his hand, and God is going to deliver your enemy into your hands. He said it. You can count on it. You can believe it. But you got to have faith. And your faith must begin with obedience. And the stronger your faith becomes, the more obedient you become. Mm. Devil came back. Philistines were ready for another battle a different way. But God. The devil knows a lot of things, but he don't know what God's going to do. He only knows that he's defeated. God doesn't tell him how he's going to be defeated. No. He tells us. Yeah, the instruction book right here.
Yes, it is.
What did he tell David? Follow these instructions.
Yes.
Don't go out there to battle. Go over there and wait by the mulberry trees.
Yes.
Why? They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength.
Yes.
Huh. So he took his army over by the mulberry trees, and they just sat there and waited. How long they waited? I don't know. God didn't tell us. Huh? But they waited. How long do we wait? 10 seconds on the microwave and we're 9, 8, 7, 6. We're waiting. Mm-hmm. David went over under the mulberry trees and he waited. And he waited until there was a signal from God. God won't send you out to war without a signal. From His Word, the Holy Spirit will give you a signal. Yeah, now's the time to fight. And here's what you do. When you've done all that you can to stand, stand. When it's time, you take up the sword of the Spirit and you go to battle. Huh? Different things. Yeah, David won the battle the first time by doing whatever he wanted to do. God said, go and destroy him. But the second time, now comes the test of obedience. And the test of following what God said, the sound at the top of the mulberry. What would be the signal? I think it was a signal heard first by the Philistines. Didn't he say, I go before you and scatter your enemies?
Yes, huh?
Perfect picture of what God was doing here. I believe the Philistines heard the going in the mulberry trees before David did. They began to scatter. I think they heard the thunderous roar of a great army of God coming after them. Yeah, God's got a great army coming after your enemy today. And I believe they heard that and they began to scatter all over the place. Fear gripped their heart. The sound that the enemy heard, I believe, was the sound of a mighty army of God going before David and his army. You see, God's given us a sound to make our move. When He tells us to move, Acts chapter 2 tells us about it. The Spirit came down from heaven like a mighty rushing wind. That's our going in the mulberry bush. Oh, when you hear that wind of the Spirit begin to speak to your soul, then you look to the Word of God, you pray, and God gives you direction. And what we need to learn, the battle is the Lord. It's not ours, it's His. He claimed it. When we win a little victory once in a while, we get all up. Yeah, look what I did to the devil. You don't do nothing to the devil that God hasn't already done first. His Word is settled in heaven forever. So what happens here to us is already settled in God's Word in heaven. Oh, He knows. So David developed that dependence on God, and God performed His promise and gave him victory. So we have to learn to observe the orders of God. God's Word does not give us options. The Word does not tell us, well, when you wake up in the morning, if you want to, you can pray and you can hear from me. But if you don't, if you're too tired to pray, come on. Because God doesn't give us an option. He gives us commands. If you do this, not if you do this, if you feel like doing this. That's the way we like to operate sometimes on our feelings. God owns the battle. When you depend upon God, He will perform His promise in your life. That's a promise. That's a promise. And His promises are yea and nay. He doesn't renege on a promise. Never has, never will.
Pastor Spell and the congregation of Victory Gospel Lighthouse wish to thank you for tuning into our broadcast and want you to join us at the same time next Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. for more of God's Word here on HLE Radio. If you would like to partner with us by spreading the gospel, you can send your support to P.O. Box 387, Jennings, Louisiana 70546. If you would like to listen to more sermons, you can do so by going to hleradio.com and clicking on Online Sermons, Victory Gospel Lighthouse. We hope you will join us next week. God bless you and God bless America.
No, I'm not perfect, and I'll never be. Your sweet forgiveness, Lord, can rescue me. You Here comes His grace again. There goes my fear. Here comes my Lord and friend to drive my